Prefin Radio, this is Chiara Nicoletti from the Producers on the Move cocktail, and we am honored to be with Martin Speichhofer, European Film Promotion President. So welcome.
Thank you very much.
As our listeners know, we have this partnership with Producers on the Move at the European Film Promotion, and so all the producers on the move from this year are online on Fred. They are promoting their projects and their participation to this initiative. So how did it all start, Martin?
You know, it sounds like such an easy question. Actually, it is not so easy to answer, which means at the very beginning, when EFP started, which was a pretty small initiative, where we figured what can we do in order to promote European films, give it more visibility, make people pay attention to that. So at one point we figured, okay, this could be about actors, which is something that we do in Berlin. It's called Shooting Stars. And then, of course, it's about directors and so on and so on. And eventually it is also about producers. So we figured, okay, producers is one of those things. And where, if not in Cannes, should we present sort of the next generation of producers? And that's how Producers on the Move started.
So how does it work?
Every country, and we're 37 member countries. So each of these 37 countries can suggest one producer, you know, but that producer, again, not just the name and say, okay, that's it, but they have to meet a certain criteria, which is more and more difficult to reach. They must have experience in already having co-produced on an international level, for example, because otherwise we end up with 37 people, you know, which is way too many. And actually now we have about 20 each year, but they have to meet that criteria. So the level, actually, of quality that we ask for is quite high. And so therefore, if you actually end up being selected for this program, it's already quite a distinction.
And plus, I read that a lot of former participants of Producer on the Move have presented their film in the competitions here in Cannes this year.
Probably not a lot of them in competition, but let's say it's the point is that there's, like, in every section of the festival, there's a film that was produced or co-produced by a former producer on the move. Now, that's pretty fantastic, isn't it?
So, do you have a particular film or film project that you're more attached to that were presented last year, for example? What are the film project that you are most fond of?
You know, it doesn't really work that way. It's not a project market, and it's, I mean, this is also something that might happen. But at the end, Producers on the Move is very much also a network project, which means there's a whole lot of people who meet, and, you know, maybe they only start working together in 3 years or something. But what happens is, as you very well know, that let's say you need an international co-production. Now, say you're a producer from Ireland who's looking for somebody from Norway, you know, and let's say you're not in a big company who has it all, but sort of on a much lower level, and then you'd say, okay, who could I talk to in Norway? And then you find out, you'd probably say, like, hey, you know, I was in a network, like, I'm part of this network, plus I was part of, you know, one edition of Producers on the Move, and there was this Norwegian guy and actually this Norwegian girl, and that was really good. And so, I mean, the network element in this project is very, very high and very, very important.
It's the connections that you can rely on.
Exactly. But you know exactly, films, you don't think of a film today, mm-hmm. and a year from now, it's on the table or in the cinema. It doesn't work that way.
Yeah.
So, I mean, films usually take, like, what, 4, 5, 6, 7 years from, let's say, a first, you know, treatment or something to them actually being presentable. So, I mean, that's a very long process. So, therefore, that kind of network that you build and those connections you have, they're essential and very, very important.
How much has the role of the producer changed in the years? Because from my point of view, there was an old model of producer that had the money and produced the film, and now it's the main difficulty is to gather all the possible financing and co-production, and it's sort of a different job. I don't know what you think.
Let's say the only thing you can be sure of is that whatever was 10 years ago is not like that anymore. Everything has changed dramatically. And the point is, you would probably say, the most difficult thing actually is not anymore to get the financing, but the most difficult thing is to find an audience. That's much more difficult than finding the financing. But, you know, through the technical sort of revolution and situation that we have, you know, things got a lot cheaper and got a lot more, you know, you could do things a lot more easy and all that. For a producer, no. I mean, a producer is not this kind of cliche person who sits there, smokes a fat cigar, and, you know, and sits on a ton of money and just hands it out. I mean, we're not talking Harvey Weinstein, but we're talking on another level, which means a producer, if it's a creative producer, will very much try to get the right people together. Of course, also look for the financing, would look for marketing ideas, would look for distribution, for partners, for sales. So, I mean, this is a whole big, big, big package that needs to be taken care of. And that's, you know, of course, working with the director and working with the, and finding the right cast and so on and so on. Which means what you were trying to say before is a very, you know, kind of historic cliche that really hasn't been, you know, valid in a long time. So that's just not it. And on the other hand, I think we're in a very dynamic situation where things change, and it's good that they change.
And you have to adjust and adapt, and initiatives like Producers on the Move help in this case, because
of course, but it is a way of, you need a lot of different elements, and again, it's not easy to get that package and to really make that film happen. But still, this is one way, and Producers on the Move is one program that assists and helps producers. But of course, there's a lot of initiatives all over, from ACE to, I don't know, you know, you name them, that are all sort of offering services and trying our training programs in a big way, training people to become those producers and actually make that happen. That's why I'd say I would rather like to see Producers on the Move as a networking situation, because these people have to have experience. They don't come there straight out of school, you know.
Thank you, Martin.
Thank
you. Good luck with all the initiatives for the European film promotion. I hope to meet you soon.
Absolutely. Thank you very much. And by the way, I mean, I'm very, very impressed how you got my name right, because it's really not that easy, but it was more than close to perfect.
Grazie. Thank you so much. This was Chiara Nicoletti from the 69th edition of Festival di Cannes and Marché du Film for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.